On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja. The organiser of a car cruising event where 17 people were injured last night insists it's usually a family affair. Two vehicles, one of which is claimed to have been doing up to 70 miles per hour, crashed in Stevenage in Hertfordshire. Rick Sidhu, who oversees the Cruise Heart meetup, says safety has always been a priority.
We've worked with police. We've had a few problems in the past, as every car club has, but we've done everything we can to work alongside the police. If we've had to report any antisocial behaviour, we have. We've had police appearances. A lot of the police will walk around our meet.
It comes as police are bringing in powers to try and stop people racing around a Kent industrial estate. They're putting a dispersal order in place on the Medway City estate in Strood from 6 tonight until Sunday, following a crash last month which saw two cars burst into flames.
KMFM News.
A Maidstone pensioner convicted of sexually assaulting a girl has been jailed for 15 years. 87-year-old Arthur Aldridge from Glebe Lane was found guilty of seven charges, including rape. A second person has been charged after a man was shot in the leg in Whitstable. The 22-year-old was injured at the Westmeads recreation ground 12 days ago. A 16-year-old boy had been charged earlier this week with conspiracy to commit GBH with intent. A 52-year-old man is due in court later, charged with the same offence and possessing a firearm. Doormen in Canterbury could be kitted out with stab vests following reports of fights in the city involving weapons. The director of Acorn Security says he never thought he'd have to think about it in the city, but is concerned about reports from his staff on brawls involving things like chains and blades. Councillor Nick Eden-Green says it's a sad reflection on the city.
I often come back relatively late, not in the middle of the night, but I have meetings. Last night I came back from a meeting at 10:30, the night before a meeting at about 11:30, and I don't always feel safe.
A 21-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of a fray following a brawl in the high street. Three people have been charged in connection with almost 20 burglaries in Thanet. The 24, 25 and 33-year-old men are accused of conspiring to steal from businesses and homes in the last month. All three have been remanded in custody and are due at Crown Court next month. Teachers and police officers are reportedly going to be given a pay rise as one of Theresa May's last acts as Prime Minister. It's thought soldiers and senior civil servants will also be among the public sector workers in line for a salary boost. But Sky's political correspondent Lewis Goodall says it's not clear how it'll be funded.
The rub, I think, is that Theresa May is, of course, announcing this, but is saying that effectively there's going to be no new money to pay for it. So the big criticism is going to be that 2.9%, it's generous by recent standards, but it's not overly generous when you consider the squeeze that has been since 2010.
Kent's council bosses are considering breaking away from a business group to boost the local economy. Ministers want more business people appointed to local enterprise partnerships and less councillors. Kent councils are part of a South East group and are concerned they could have less influence on major projects under government reforms. A project is underway in Kent to try and get more young people considering careers in security. Next Gen is about showing there's much more to the industry than just door staff and wardens. Medway-based wards security are supporting the initiative and are working with the Kent Police Cadets to try and inspire youngsters. Paul Barnard is their Director of Security and Risk Mitigation.
I hear so many people saying, you know, young kids these days, you know, they haven't got a clue. Well, you know, they're wrong. And I want to show them they're wrong, and I can demonstrate adequately that they are wrong. But I think these people are very capable of securing their own future.
And as the summer holidays start to get underway in Kent, an open-air cinema is opening at Margate's Dreamland. The huge HD screen, which was used to show highlights from Glastonbury a couple of weeks ago, will screen films including The Greatest Showman, Jurassic Park and Grease. The first film is being shown on Thursday.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football and Gillingham continue their pre-season preparations with a game at Chatham Town tonight. The match is due to kick off at 7. Tomorrow they welcome Charlton Athletic to Priestfield. Staying with football, and Ebbs Fleet striker Cody McDonald has been telling us what it was like to play with Olly Murs during his early years in Essex.
He either played out wide or he was a striker, and then from then we actually joined the Sunday team together as well, and we all played a team called Valley Swifts. That was all local lads, so we was building a good relationship between us all, and yeah, he was a good player, but he did have a few injuries.
The 33-year-old moved to Kent in 2008 when he signed for Dartford and later became a fan favourite at Gillingham before starting to play for Ebbsfleet last November. He's recently had an operation following a knee injury and says he's well on the way to recovery. You can hear more of that chat in the KM Football podcast at kentonline.co.uk. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.